with London, you know, being nicked up and, you know, kind of hurting there with Keenan. So it's another guy that can, you know, go in and you don't have to worry about it. He'll do everything right.
In a pinch, can he play outside at all?
If he had to, yeah, if he had to. But we kind of used him inside today.
Did he seem like his retention was pretty good? Was he able to slide right back in?
Yeah, he knew. He got he actually got his notebook out the other day and kind of was studying it and on the plane and, you know, when he got here. So, he's a smart kid.
What do you like about McIlroy?
Well, he's a guy we really like coming out in the draft. You know, and we thought it was a chance to be available. We had him and Perry rated real high and, you know, kind of similar, so, you know, but we just, you know, it was more that he was available and give us an opportunity to pick up another, we thought, pretty good player coming out.
Are these guys that could potentially help this week?
Muck will take a little time. You know, Brian, you know, will help this week.
Second half, obviously, went almost seven quarters without giving up a touchdown. And then second half, fourth quarter was a bunch of passing touchdowns and yards. But you guys were pretty much aggressive throughout that second half. You guys didn't drop off and play a lot of soft zone or a lot of prevent, right? You were going after them.
Well, it was not the second half, really the fourth quarter, but we kind of mixed it up. We did in the one series we did play a lot of zone, but before that and the series after that we did what we did earlier in the game.
With DJ, you know, second game in there, more extensive time. Have you seen improvements out of him over the first part of the season?
Well, it's hard to tell in a short time. But we're trying to mix and match and put the right people in a situation where they can help us. So. Whether it be DJ or Reed, who played in a lot of situations, and we just trying to get them all in so we can feel good about whatever that situation they're going to work in. So we'll do that a little bit this week also.
With Josh, where is he kind of at? Because I mean, it seems like teams are targeting him a little bit more than they were last year. Or are we seeing that wrong?
Well, you know, you're talking about the play the other day. You know, there was a couple things that happened on that play. You know, one, he got out of the pocket for the first time in all day. You know, we actually did a good job of making Romo step up except for that play. Two, he left his feet and made a bad decision leaving his feet. He should have just made the tackle. And then three, our two safeties got pinned in. One got blocked by a receiver and the other one ran into him. So that's not really a good situation on the long ball.
Coach, a guy like Victor Cruz definitely made the game a little difficult for the Redskins the last time around. Are you guys heading in with any special plans to kind of like shut a guy like him down or anyone in general?
Well, you always try to shut down a good football player, and he's good, but they got a lot of them. You know, Nick's a good player. Randall's coming on. Hickson caught a bunch of balls against Dallas a couple weeks ago. They got their tight ends back, and they're healthy, good running back. So you got to try to pick and choose who you want to shut down. And he's obviously he's one of the guys you got to target.
With weapons like that, is it almost impossible to think that you'll be able to blitz maybe as much as you have the last two games from the secondary or from the edges? Or
we'll see. We're going to do whatever we got to do to shut them out. Like you said, we played good in the last two games. We hit seven quarters. We didn't give up a touchdown, and we'll try to get back in that role again.